next song. I'm going to take a nice, delicious sip of water.
Delicious.
That's good water. And most certainly not Jeff doing sound effects. Jeff's our bassist. I'm the drummer. My name's Lee. And we're about to hear a song sung by our
guitarist. It's Robbie.
That's Robbie. He's silly.
Didn't see you there. You been here this whole time?
Who's that behind me? This is a song called She Plays Wide. That last song was called Effigies. This one's not Effigies. This one's called She Plays Wide.
Yes.
Next song, gonna take you on a little trip down to the country. A little something for your next road trip. It's called Country Song. What are you laughing at? It's a country song. Don't you laugh.
Could be about any country.
The country where you eat a lot of peaches. Song that appears on our new full length called Dull. You can download Dull or pay what you want at our Bandcamp site, bandcamp.com/surpriseparty. This song is called Talking in Your Sleep.
Are you a real person?
Whatever you talking about, Robert?
This song is called Skinny Keeper, sung by Lee Martin of Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Hey, I was gonna say that. One, two, three, four. Prepare for this next song, why don't we tell you a couple of places that you can find us down the line.
Tell me about them, Lee.
I'm gonna, Jeff, if you just, be a little patient.
All right, I got it.
Next Friday, that's March 2nd, we're gonna be at
Ralph's Rock Diner.
That's in Worcester. The week after that, that's Friday the 9th, I want to say. Yeah. Friday the 9th, we'll be on our home turf at Uncharted Gallery.
Uncharted.
On April, I want to say the 27th, or sometime in April, I forget.
28th, I believe.
28th, thank you. I'm dumb. April 28th, we're going to be back in Lowell again at Warp and Weft.
Whoop!
And May 27th, we're going to be at Zuzu in Cambridge.
Zuzu.
And after that, who knows?
Next stop, the moon, Lee.
Are we finally going to the moon, Jeff? Is it time to go to the moon?
Let's do it.
Well, we can't. We got to play this song first. This is another song off of Dull. It's called Get Clean.
Shoe in an empty room.
got a couple more songs for you. This next one is another new one. This one is called Shawl. Going to take a little bit for Robbie to tune up. Robbie's got a tune.
Radio exclusive.
You're never going to hear Robbie tuning anywhere else in the world.
World premiere.
Maybe Tuneland, where all people do is tune.
DJ Khaled.
That is absolutely not true. You good, Robbie?
Definitely produced this song. DJ Khaled. Not a lot.
Absolutely not produced by DJ Khaled.
Absolutely, definitely was.
Jeff, you are making a mockery of this whole ordeal.
DJ Khaled.
Jeff, we'll talk after the show. Ready, Robbie?
Jeff's a big U2 fan. This song's about Jeff's love for U2. Especially the later stuff.
all the new stuff.
He's about to get on his boots.
In the desert, it is cold. I can see her, I can see her getting old. They don't want anyone to call.
one is a song that we wrote after we heard it on the radio. Got some more tuning to do? Oh. Tuning song. This is not the song that we were going to play. Tuning song. We're waiting for Robbie to do his stuff. Tune is law. Jeff, just to nip this in the bud right now, this is not DJ Khaled. It's not. Don't you dare say DJ Khaled. Not in this household. This is a DJ Khaled free environment.
New Kung Fu Kenny.
Kung Fu Kenny? This is absolutely not Kung Fu Kenny. This is a song that we wrote and nobody else wrote. This is entirely us. Anyone who says otherwise is a liar and a fool. You must laugh at them. Thanks to WMFO and On the Town for Mikey D for having us. We're Surprise Party. If you want to come check us out on Facebook, once again, facebook.com/surprisepartytheband. If you want to check us out on Bandcamp, it's bandcamp.com/surprise party. We're very hungry.
We're also on Spotify and Apple Music. We're on everything because
yep.
We're famous.
And hungry. We're so hungry.
For the big time.
Jeff, we're hungry.
Morning. Hungry boy, Lee.
I was so hungry this morning, I ate a candy bar. Anyway, this is our last song. It's like, I guess this is our big single.
Huge.
Don't you laugh.
This is Crabs. It's the first song on Dull.
Yep. Go check it out.
Rodeo, but you gotta stand next to me. You said, oh baby, don't go. Well, oh, 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 oh.
Thank you. Or a surprise party.
Good night.
Thank you. superficial. Play more, blood is in the veins. Be strong, going through the brain. Strain for some power, but the blind freeze. What you gotta do is what you gotta be, yeah. If you choose to hide, then it's hidden. If you choose to rise, then it's written. Scoop up the bottom that is right next to nothing. You gotta blame yourself if you gotta blame something. Misery born in the brain like a bad seed. And when I speak to mislead. Flies to the pivot, yeah, right is now on. Strike the match, and flame on. Show faces dumb and scarier than ever before. Exit through the door and add it to another. Yeah, they wanting more of your pain. It's a strain, but myself I still remain. I created simply stating not insane. Now here is a man that wouldn't take it anymore. Ran it through his skull once, so I'm running once more. If you choose to hide, then it's hidden. If you choose to ride, then it's written. Scrap up the bottom, then it's light. There's nothing. You gotta blame yourself if you gotta blame something.
Here we are, surprise party. Surprise. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Did you enjoy your little set there in Studio D?
Yeah. We're tired.
Yeah?
We're very sweaty, too.
Yeah? Well, you know, you guys are, you know, kind of far away from me, so that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
So you guys don't believe that Rob Zombie has, like, a real name?
No. He can't have a real name.
He has a real name. It's Robert. Robert Zombie. Rob's just a nickname.
He's probably got like a
Robert,
last name.
Robert
real
J.
Last
Zombie
name.
Esquire of the Haverhill Zombies.
It might be like he might have legally changed his name or something.
From Zombie to what?
No, to Zombie.
No, Zombie is obviously his God-given name. So why would you change that if your last name is Zombie when you're born?
Yeah, it's like you're already a rock star with that name.
Yeah. He's born to do one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he makes movies too. And music.
He's born to do two things.
Yeah.
Make movies and be a zombie man.
Yeah.
And he did it.
He's living the
Robbie, dream. What have you done with your life?
Just you're halfway here. There.
You're not. You're Rob Perry. That's
he's,
nothing.
He's halfway
just
there,
wait.
Though. He's a Rob. He's not from Haverhill, though. Uh-huh. So that's points against you.
Yeah, so.
Groton.
Yeah, so what are you guys wearing? Like, the audience wants to hear what you guys are wearing.
Nothing.
You know?
We just played a show.
I can vouch for that. Jeff is wearing absolutely nothing right now.
Except for my Louis Vuitton purse.
I suggested you guys should like put some napkins down on the chair before Jeff comes in, but everyone just looked at me weird. But now
we look at everybody weird here.
You got to deal with this.
This is college radio. Everybody's weird.
That's a fair point. And they cop to that.
Weird and they owe money. Perfect combination.
Yeah. So. So what's going on with you guys, like gig wise? Let's make sure people know, you know,
sure,
when you're playing live in Worcester and Lowell and yep. all those other places.
This next very week, next Friday, that's March 2nd, we're going to be at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. The week after that's the 9th, we're going to be on our home turf in Lowell playing Uncharted, one of our all-time favorite places to play. Hi, Mike. Later in April... We're on the 28th. We're going to be in Lowell once again, playing Warp and Weft. That's a really cool place. And in May on the 27th, we're going to be in Cambridge at Zuzu. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, Zuzu's got a cool little scene there on Mondays. Are you guys playing on a Monday?
No, we're playing on a Sunday.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to miss that scene entirely.
Yeah. Well,
how's the Sunday scene?
I think they probably have a cool scene on Sunday too. I don't remember being there.
Yeah. Lots of brunch.
But it's a good establishment. It's part of the Middle East mm-hmm. complex.
Yeah, that's an institution.
Yep.
What was the last band you saw there? I saw Meat Puppets.
Easy TV.
Last show I went to the Middle East was Velvet Acid Christ.
Your dad's band, right?
No. We've been over this, Robbie.
That'd be a good band name, Your Dad's Band. Hey, where is everybody?
You almost landed on that.
How come nobody's here?
It could already be a band. Certainly a better name than The Show's Been Canceled.
It's pretty close to, like, Surprise Party is basically when you write a list and everyone hates everything else on it. And then you're like, this is good enough. Party, good enough.
I mean, we ended up, you know, rejecting a bunch of goodies before we ended on Surprise Party, though, I must say. I was particularly fond of Poochie. Yeah. Springer's Back. I believe you suggested the Yogurt Boys.
Yeah, I still stand by that name.
There are probably more. They're not coming to me right now.
Those were the gems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Gandhi Kane was one.
I don't even remember that one.
I just came up with it just now.
Makes sense.
You wouldn't have known either way unless if I said nothing. You're so naive, Jeff.
Made it this far.
You're a gullible fool.
Best kind.
Yep.
There's got to be three gullible guys when you're in a band together. Hanging out late at night. Sweating together.
Yep. Sharing napkins.
So it seems like there's like a kind of scene happening in Lowell these days.
Oh, totally. Lowell's got some really good bands, some really good venues coming out of there. It's the tops.
Yeah, they usually you get to play at like a place that's also like a gallery or something too. But yeah. Everyone's like, I don't know. Everyone's just chatting back and forth and drinking beer, so it's nice and relaxing.
Very, very, very chill.
Yeah, like, there's always been a scene in, you know, Boston, Cambridge, all that stuff, Somerville, but, like, people have to pay so much money and rent that they're, like, they're turning their pockets inside mm-hmm. out to, like, get a, yeah. like, a beverage.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't be drinking in the parking lot more than bringing things in if you're littering. Right in Cambridge.
Littering and Loitering.
That's a good band name. Littering and Loitering.
I mean, when you're right, Jeff. I will cop to that.
So that Skinhead song, like, was that a cover or did that other band?
No, we wrote that.
Did they cover?
We wrote that, remember? We said so on the air.
There's probably a point where you should say who actually...
We've never heard of a band called Camper Van Beethoven.
Yeah, I mean, there's like this other Beethoven guy that kind of overshadows, you know.
Yeah, I don't...
Not lately.
I don't think he wrote many songs about skinheads.
It's like, you know, having a name Al Zombie.
Yeah.
And like, people are like, zombie? Well, you're not Rob Zombie, so like, who are you? And you're like, well, I'm Al Zombie.
That I now I'm just picturing Rob Zombie's family all changing their last name to Zombie so he could get recognition too. It's a Dennis Zombie and Gabriel Zombie. There's Allison Zombie.
Hi, I'm Ennis Zombie. This is my wife Patricia Zombie. We own the hardware store up the way.
Maryland Zombie,
Zombies,
maybe?
Zombie's Hardware. Yeah.
Zombie's Hardware.
That'd be a scary hardware store, like especially late at night, like right before closing, the lights go out. And you're like, oh, I just wanted this hammer.
That's probably the best place to go if there are zombies, though, is a hardware store. So it just works. Like, yeah. If you got to go, like, you get, even you can go simple as a board with a nail in it.
Right.
You could get, you know, of course, like chainsaw,
nail gun.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
That is the right place.
That is absolutely the right place. Till you run out of food.
Then you become a zombie, and then food's no problem again.
I mean, that's true.
All right, surprise party. You guys have been swell.
Thank you.
Thanks for your live set.
We'll put that on the over the door.
Yep, and let's remind folks of your upcoming gigs.
Okay.
Yep.
Next week, March 2nd, Worcester, Ralph's Rock Diner. March 9th, Lowell Uncharted Gallery. April 28th, Warp and Weft in Lowell. And May 27th, Zuzu in Cambridge.
Sunday night.
And then after that, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know that place.
All
right, thanks a lot. Surprise party.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
had to stay. The state was pumping in heat to keep her tired in May. Exhausted in June. And Mary, oh Mary, I know you're alone in a tower protected by a maze. Out to a day before cars ruled the streets. She kept her doors unlocked. There's really no reason to not. Her husband's back from the war. Her sons are shortly to go. Exhausted in June. And Mary, oh Mary, a tower protected by a maze.
Have we arrived?